Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday night. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Men broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Men broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So once again, those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio know it's Friday night, heart to heart. We have been coming on a later time tonight, been having technical difficulties, but we thank God for this opportunity that he's given for us to come on at this time. Praise be to God. I told Brother Lee, I said, God must have given you something really to speak on for the devil to be causing this much hindrance and disturbance to keep the broadcast from coming on the air. But one thing about it, he may hinder, but he can't stop. We thank God for the overcoming power of Jesus Christ that makes us more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. Amen. Praise be to God. It is such a blessing to be able to serve the Lord. Amen. And glory to God. I thank God for, I just want to say as we await, I talked to the brother and we'll wait for him to come on. I want to say that I really commend, because me and another brother was talking about this, the true. Now, I'm not talking about just anyone, but the true street preachers. Oh, yeah, we got a few of them here in this nation who's actually going out in the streets and who's actually crying loud and sparing not. And I thank God for them, the John the Baptists that's going out, because in the church world, and I'm not saying going out there and trying to be somebody big and bad, but in the church world, we have stayed hid with too many things, and we are called to go out and to cry out and cry loud or spare not unto the people. And amen. And I think that the church world per se in general, besides a few that do have received a greater light on this, kind of become resentful to some who are going out on the streets, who are crying out against sin. And, you know, it's really something. Because I look at, for example, I look at three brothers that who is going out there and doing what God has called them to do, and going out in the streets. And I commend them. One of our brothers is a brother that comes on. He on Blog Talk Radio with his brother Lee. Thank God for him. Who's still been going out in the street, as he said, in the trenches, crying loud and sparing not. You know, Jesus just didn't, you know, here's the thing about that, this is what I think about. Jesus just didn't preach the gospel in the synagogues and other. He went out, okay? He went out crying repentance. Today, the church world in general has shied away from that. The church world in general has shied away to a point so bad that she don't even speak the language no more. She don't even cry the message. In fact, you hear some of them say, well, we don't have to tell them to repent. They already know. I said, well, Jesus sure messed up in the day and time, because you think those people didn't know they had some sin in their life? Only thing you have to do is look at the situation with the woman that was caught in adultery. And Jesus said, he without sin, let them cast the first stone. If they had no knowledge of some sin in their life, then Jesus messed up by making such a statement or such a command. He messed up, but he didn't, because he knew. Okay? And in the church world, we, you know, and I have to say this because I've seen this encounter with a particular brother who was out there street preaching on the street, and had an encounter with one of the gospel singers that now I see the word of the Lord for what it says. The church world has become entertainment world. You know, if there's one place you can look at, especially look in the gospel music field, you look at these certain awards that the gospel singers go through, and you see the, quote, performances. And I do say performances with big quotation marks around them. The performances that they do, it's performance to arouse the people. It's not about ministering to the spirit of man. I know some of y'all may get upset when I say it. Some of y'all may disagree. I understand that. But I'm telling you what I see in the spirit. It has become fleshly entertainment. We have gotten to a point where we're doing the James Brown dances. We're doing the cabbage patch, the twerks. We're doing all that. We're doing all this, especially lustful dancing, along with the lustful dressing, and we're singing gospel songs. Amazing, isn't it? And we are, and I sense the Holy Ghost as I say this, because the Spirit of the Lord is touching me about this. We are singing, we love Jesus, but our actions are fleshly. We are singing how much we love Jesus, and using the spirit of lust to draw people at the same time. Interesting, ain't it? We're singing how much we love Jesus, and we dress partially naked. We are showing and exposing some parts of ourselves. Amen? But we're singing how much we love Jesus. Now, once again, some of you that's listening may get upset at what I'm saying. And I say to you, I love you still. But here's the thing that I look at. God, you know, when people hear, let's say, a prophet. Now, these particular brothers I come across, I'm not saying they're prophets. You got to be a prophet to go out there and preach the word, okay? But I give you an example. Now, a prophet today, many hear the word prophet. And if they find out you're a prophet, the number one thing they expect for you to do is come to them and speak about all what God's going to give them. Cars, houses, money, blah, 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 all good. One of the things they do not look for from a prophet, that's why I say many of them have not read the scriptures. One of the things I say they do not look for a true prophet is correction. They don't look for correction. They don't look for a cry of repentance. They don't look for that. If you do that, oh, no, you're not a prophet. Okay? And I look at the true street preachers, the ones who are going out there in the trenches and crying out, repent. See, we're trying to take and what you call a lovable message, a likable message, because we're spending our time trying to be liked. That's just like what's happening now. Like I say, even in the gospel music scene, you're getting now pure entertainment because the church is so busy trying to be liked by the world. Okay? The church has gotten to the point where I'm tired of the world just treating me like this and trying to get away from me like I'm a disease. I don't like feeling like that. Amen. That's the message that the church world is sending out. So what is she doing? She's pop locking and break dancing and everything just like the world. She had made the world the set thing for her to imitate. And you have some gospel singers say, well, I got to become so-and-so to draw them. No, you have to lift up Jesus to draw. Jesus says, I'll be lifted up. Jesus is not lifted up by you twerking. Jesus is not lifted up by you James Browning. Jesus is not lifted up by you being partially naked. That's not lifting Jesus up. Okay? Amen. And this is what's happened. And so some of y'all listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, and some of you may think, well, we're too hard, we're judgmental, blah, 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 and all that, because where we come with calling out the things that we had to call today. But we've been commissioned of the Lord Jesus to do that, okay? Jesus wasn't hiding the sin of the people. He called them out and said, hey, okay, repent. And see, we see today where such a message is getting more and more rejected. You know, I'm seeing the word of the Lord coming more and more past before my eyes that, and if I can use such a statement, I don't want to say where it's scary, but, you know, you see this thing that when God talks about in the Bible, mockers in the last day. Who you think you're talking about? Just about them sinners? See, some of us in church say when we see certain scriptures like that, we think, oh, them sinners. No. Who you think some of the mockers going to be? It's going to be some of those church folks. Why? Because when you're now having a heart more to the things of the world, you will begin to start mocking the things of God. Amen. Even as a, quote, church member. Yeah, you would stop mocking and making fun of the things of God. See, that's why, you know, I told some of you concerning Tyler Perry that I couldn't get down with the things that he's doing because, you know, even with tongues, you know, the way he's doing the present tongue, it's mockery, okay? You're mocking one of the very acts of the movement of the being baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you're making more of a fun, of a joke about it. You know, amen. And that don't set well in my spirit. But you got some church folk get offended when you say this about them. Amen. They go, oh, well, you need to, you quit being judgmental. No, it's not of God. Call it what it is. You know, this is why the body has to be restored to the Book of Acts church with a greater power. Because if you read in the Book of Acts starting off, it was so much power, the flow of God, that you wouldn't be there coming up in that line, okay? Ask Ananias and Sapphira, the husband and wife team, what happened when they lied, okay? But see, the church through the ages started breaking down and causing the power of God not to flow in the place like it normally would. And so this is what we're seeing today. So I want to commend the true street preachers. I mean, the people that are going out in the trenches, crying out, crying loud, sparing not, crying out, saying, repent, repent, hallelujah, repent. Thank you, Jesus. I sense the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory. Ooh, glory. And the Spirit of the Lord just is strongly witnessing to me about this. See, we've gotten off of that, people. We've gotten off of it. The church has gotten off of it. We want to do stuff to entertain people now. We're all into entertaining the children. We're all into entertaining the grown folks, because this is what we said Jesus wants us to come down to so we can draw. But that is not what the word said. The word said, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. If I be lifted up. Okay? Now we doing the doo-wops in our song, and we're doing the temptation dances and routines, and in the churches where we got these, quote, gospel singing groups where we doing a stage in a play when we sing, okay? Then we're doing gospel music videos where the camera is showing close our faces, like it's getting a shot of our face, okay? All like the world. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody needed to hear this today. Somebody needed to hear this word. Because like I said, the Spirit of the Living God, I hadn't planned to say this. Actually, today is heart to heart, and we have been having some technical difficulties. This is why we are on so late. And so far, my brother hasn't come on here. Okay? And amen. So through this thing right here, the Spirit of the Living God is dealing with me, and I sense the Holy Ghost as I talk to you now. Okay? Be watchful. Everything you see that is called in the name of God is not of God. I know some of you may not have matured in the Spirit to know the difference, and that's another thing I want to address. Some of you have not matured in the Spirit to discern the difference between godly and ungodly. And that's understandable. This is what I say to you. Get more in the word. Get more training in the word and God, and grow in the word. And God will help you discern between the true and the false. Because I know that you're seeing, for example, one of the big things before us is the gospel music world. I know you're seeing certain gospel entertainers, and that's where they are now. But it's supposed to be gospel music singers and stuff like that. They're doing stuff that perhaps maybe at one time you said, oh, do they supposed to be doing that? And you said, well, I guess so. They in the gospel. But God doesn't want you to be fooled. Because now a lot of worldly stuff is being done and being passed off for saying it's of God when it's not. You understand what I'm saying? And see, that's the thing that you have going on right now. And so some of God's true servants are going in the streets, and they're doing what some of the, tell you the truth, some of these gospel singers who are doing these big events even before sin are supposed to be doing, is crying loud and spare not. And they're doing that, and some of these gospel singers are getting upset at them. Why? Because, number one, they're being convicted because they see that that's something they should have been doing. Okay, that's something they should have been doing. They should have been, as I said, you know, when you look at some of the gospel singers and some of the gospel big time ministers that I noticed that on your TV, big time televangelists, I noticed that I haven't seen one. Well, maybe one. Maybe one that had at one point continually spoke on sin and preached repentance. Now, I look at Joyce Meyer. Now, God had blessed her to a point. She dealt with a lot of deliverance, and for her that to happen, she had to address some sinful stuff. Now, that's from when I last seen her. I haven't watched her lately, but when I last seen her, I have to say she dealt with a lot of stuff of deliverance, okay, you know, and things that were sinful, okay, so she dealt with that. But I look at some of the other big-time televangelists. You got one in particular on TV. I've seen him over the past maybe 10 or 15 years. I can't remember one sermon that he actually did a whole sermon on sin. Some of y'all look at this and say, oh, you just judgmental story. No, because what has happened, we have picked a lighter gospel to preach. And we have preached a gospel of likability, of being likable. Jesus said to his brothers and sisters, his mother is the one that does keep his commandments. Do you think that Jesus was liked by everyone when he went out speaking the gospel? No. In fact, when you read, there was someone that was trying to twist him up and catch him in his words and all that. And so, therefore, he wasn't liked by everyone. But notice how today the church world has gotten to a point where we're trying to be liked. We're more concerned about fitting in with the world than we are doing the commission that was given to us by Jesus. Amen? We want to act like the world, dress like the world, you name it, and then claim Jesus on the side. This is why Jesus talks about, you know, the sheep and the goats. He talks about separating the wheat and the tares, because this is what's going on among the body today. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, I'm very grateful to be able to deliver such a message today. Now, it seems as though that, I don't know, no one else would be on today. So, like I said, we had a little technical difficulty. The Lord say the same. We will be resuming tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we are very grateful for this opportunity and time that the Lord has given and given me this chance to say what I've got to say now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, I thank God for all of you that have been listening to this broadcast. Remember, the Lord say the same tomorrow. You know, we will continue on. Hopefully be back on. You know, the Lord say the same tomorrow night with another heart to heart. Amen. Praise be to God. So, for Brother Nate, with another God's Word to Man broadcast, may God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you.